Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sorry, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Obviously, it is Blue Angels weekend, and we've been talking about that quite a bit today. Yesterday, I was at the base, had a chance to talk to a couple Blue Angels and talk to Kimberly. What's your last name all of a sudden? Thomas. Thank you. Don't know. The principal,
C.A. Weiss.
She's so adorable. Yeah, it was great. Our good friend. By the way, Julio's not going to be with us today. His voice is not working for him today, so we're going to have to just...
Oh,
yes,
no.
I know. It'll come back. It always happens. Anyway, but until the time
somebody
it doesn't,
else is
right?
going to have to fill in tomorrow, Julio, just so you know.
That's exactly
dude, not
right.
Me.
So, one of the things that the Blue Angels fly like a media person and then also a community servant around in, they give them a 40 minutes of Blue Angels time, basically, of FA18 time. And so Mel McRae on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, who is, she's sort of like the new Candy. You know, Candy used to do that.
Yeah, she really likes being told that.
I'm sure, yeah.
She doesn't.
You and Dana Cervantes and Reese and all the people who have been, Brent's co-hosts over the years.
And Angela.
Right, briefly, that's right.
Poor Ange. She had to sign this whole lifetime contract.
So Mel got a chance to fly with Lieutenant Commander Thomas Zimmerman, who is the number 7 pilot. Now, I know you can't really hear too much right in the beginning because it's over the jet shutting down, but he's basically saying that they pulled, 7.5 Gs on the one side and then a -2 in the other direction, so a 9 G swing. This is going to be Brent Lane asking you questions.
We hit 7.5 Gs and... -2 on our push out from the inverted flight, so that's a 9.5 G swing. And then we went as fast as Mach 0.95 or 0.95 times the speed of sound to as slow as 70 knots on our high alpha climb out when we were like a rocket ship climbing straight up, really slow. So,
awesome.
Yeah, she did absolutely fantastic.
Mel, before you fall over.
How are you feeling?
Hey, what was your favorite part?
Oh, I don't even. All of it. How do you pick one? One of my favorite maneuvers is just doing the loop backwards. Because you're just like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. I didn't pass out.
But?
That's an accomplishment.
You want some banana?
She had a little banana on her flight suit leg because
she told me why.
Yeah. So they have you eat banana because, you want to have a little bit of stuff, not too much in your stomach, but a little bit because it'll calm you a little bit. And also, if it does happen to come back, if it tries to, exit through the entrance.
She told me, it was easier.
Yeah, that's right. It's less obnoxious on your throat and your esophagus and it's better. It's just better that
She's
way.
She's back at work this morning.
That's
I don't
right.
know how she did it,
exactly.
Dude.
Well, I was like towards the end too. I almost made it all the way through, but we did the 3-barrel loop and that's when I was like, give me a second, hold on.
The horizontal rolls, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it did me in for the minute.
Your appreciation for naval aviation at its height.
Oh my
right
gosh,
now.
The G's are no joke. But
it's quite a workout.
It's a workout. Sweating. But it was really impressive. It's really cool. Thank you so much. It's so magical up there. I don't even know how to just and over the water. Just we have such a beautiful scenery. It's majestic.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. You guys are so impressive.
Oh,
thank
it's pleasure. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to hug you. You're sweaty.
I'm sweaty too.
Oh, I know. And what happens is when you get done, it's so overwhelming. It's like it's almost like a dream. It's just so bizarrely powerful and scenic and disorienting and all of it. And then you get done, you're like, can I just go pass out somewhere? Because it's so exhausting. And kudos to her for being at work, because coming to work the day after you fly with the Blue Angels is like coming to work after the big party.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it really is. And anyway, so it's always fun to talk to the people when they go up. We talked to Dr. Thomas earlier. And it's really neat to see it. And they love it, too. I mean, it's always, great fun for them. So congratulations, Mel. No passing out. Just one reverse banana. That's the inverted. That's the negative banana pushover is what that's called. 437-1620. Do be sure if you're out at the beach today, you know, please stay hydrated. And that doesn't mean just water. You know, electrolytes are good. So your Gatorade, Powerade, for the kids, a Pedialyte, any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, stay out of the sun as much as you can. Make sure you put sunscreen on. Stay out of the water when you're not supposed to swim. You don't want to be that person. So just, you know, be safe, be smart, and have a good time. It's supposed to be a good time. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. Of course, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting. I'll be out there from 11 to 12 with Tammy Martin talking about just all kinds of stuff. And then from noon to 2, Greg McWhorter and I will talk about Blue Angel stuff. And in fact, I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm going to talk about with him that we've never really talked about is we're going to talk about the realism or not of the Top Gun movies. So that'll be an interesting conversation, I think. That's going to be part of what we talk about tomorrow. And then from 2 to 3, of course, the Blue Angels Fly carry their narration, their music. The number 7, Tom Zimmerman, does the narration. You get to hear him. And that's so if you're on your boat, you're down the beach, anywhere, or even if you just want to tune in and listen to it. You know, even if you can't be at the beach for the show, it's a great way to participate just by listening to that on our 92.3, 95.3, and 1620. Candy's now got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Howard Young Flooring. They're in Milton. They look forward to covering your future. And we're not showing any slowdowns. It looks like almost like a holiday light day today on the roads. We do show a vehicle crash, though. I say that 29 and Tate School Road. This is in Cantonment. It looks like the roadway could be blocked. So use caution there. Caution, certainly, wherever you are. A little slow in that area. I'm not showing a roadblock. Just, again, very slow around that area. So use caution there. Disabled vehicle I-10 eastbound, left-hand side right before the Escambia Bay Bridge. That's under the overpass. As far as the beach goes, of course, it is Blue Angel weekend. Not busy, at least the bridge is not full of people like it will be, say, an hour from now as people make their way onto the beach. Casino is completely filled up, that parking lot. I'm sure Boardwalk is too, that it probably fills up a little bit quicker. But plenty of spots, as I understand, in the outlying areas up via De Luna, up Fort Pickens, in the trolley is bringing you back to your car. They'll be running until tonight at 7 o'clock, and they're free, too. Traffic tips, text them in, and parking tips on the beach, too. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 8:17.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for the 4th of July fireworks shows. As the Apostles of Equity at the New York Times explained, there are many good reasons to eliminate the frightening, violent, environmentally hostile, animal-triggering, neighbor-infuriating practice of detonating millions of dollars of explosives every summer as a way to pretend to celebrate our country's birthday. Obviously, it's terrible for the environment, creating smoke, spewing chemical residue into lakes and rivers, scorching our beautiful asphalt streets, and belching carbon dioxide into the lungs of our dying Gaia. St. Al the Gore most certainly disapproves. But think of the mental anguish caused to our beloved pets, our recovering vets, young children, the elderly, and those with sensory sensitivities. And with a country daily awash in the blood of gun violence, do we really feel comfortable having a national day of simulated gunfire to pretend we're a great nation? No. Instead, let us embrace the drone light show as a quiet, enlightened, non-traumatic, and tinnitus-free alternative to fireworks. Turning drones into moving light pictures with fascinating young and will fascinate young and old alike without reinforcing America's warlike roots and barbaric love of loud explosions. With peaceful drone performances, we can learn to include everyone in our celebrations and try to forget the fact that our nation was born in the violence of the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. No more brush fires from errant Roman candles, no more trips to the emergency room for sparkler burns, and no more backing up, Terry, for goodness sake. Just a sensible light show that will finally deliver auditory justice to people with alternate ear styles and unite us in the confident belief that war is not the answer, drones are. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Jim Edmonds, for actually daring to say he likes the now-abandoned Cleveland Indians and Washington Redskins names during a baseball broadcast this week.
I always thought it was a kind of a cool thing, not a bad thing, to have a team named after, you know, the Indians or vice versa, whatever, the Washington Redskins, all that stuff.
He even pretended to excuse his racism by appealing to his wife's mixed race heritage.
I'm still shocked that, you know, that we've changed so much as a whole that I'm not allowed to have the Cleveland Indians anymore, the Guardians. And I'm saying that too because my wife is partial Native American Indian.
Yes, white man, you should be shocked at how quickly and effectively we have shown the jingoistic and oppressive white supremacy culture of this country that it's no longer acceptable to use indigenous people as mascots and trophies. This rapid displacement of white is right thinking has been the culmination of decades of work to teach children about the wrongness of everything their country stands for. As a white man, Mr. Edmonds should by now realize that his opinions are worthless compared with the opinions of other white men who deem these things offensive on behalf of the native peoples whose land was stolen from them by yet other white men in the past. I know some people will say this is a very tepid way of saying that he disagrees with it, and it's not really a threat, and it can be tolerated as the dying gasp of white oppression, but we say no to tolerance, no to free speech. You don't think we've gotten this far by encouraging people to think for themselves, do you? Of course we can't have unsanctioned speakers politely mentioning how they disagree with our sacred principles, and in public, on the airwaves? No, this cannot be permitted. As we all learned from the great Mrs. Butterworth incident of 2022, the only way to honor marginalized people groups is to remove them entirely from the public square and never ever honor them publicly in any way at all. All white use of tribal names must go, and so must Jim Edmonds. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we really just can't say enough about the phenomenally insightful work being done by Ingrid Newkirk and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. In what can only be described as a persuasion campaign of pure genius, Ingrid has formed a plan to let her own body be used after her death in an aromatic cooking demonstration to show people that there's no difference between animals and humans.
We're all the same under the skin. You can barbecue my flesh. And you'll smell it cooking with those onions, and you'll think, oh, I want some of that. And then you'll think, oh, no, it's her. And you can buy my skin bag. You can do all those things, but it will make you think.
Just imagine how powerful it will be at the state fair, or the barbecue competition, or even just the neighborhood block party to suddenly realize that because grilled hamburgers and grilled Ingrid smell similar, there's no moral difference between eating meat and eating people.
So they'll come up, drawn by the smell of those frying onions, and they'll think they want it. And then we'll say, you realize this is a human being. All flesh is flesh. And please don't eat any flesh. And so we'd hope to change their minds without having them to put me in their mouth.
we just love the idea of using human sacrifice to teach the animal-murdering meat-eaters of this world how awful their carnivorous ways really are. As PETA recently tweeted, supremacy is at the root of why people think it's okay to eat other animals. So true. Until we realize that we are no better than the horse, no better than the deer, no better than the chipmunk or the pig or the chicken or the fish, we will never recognize that animals are all created equal, even if some are more equal in taste than others. And what better way than the smell of a few Ingrid kebabs with the perfect sear wafting through the nostrils of some random speciesist meat villains and provoking them toward the vegan epiphany they so desperately need? Way to go, Ingrid. Way to serve others by serving yourself. You grill, girl. You grill. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, at this time, we would like all the woke-alike candidates to please come forward for your swearing-in ceremony and repeat after me. I solemnly commit myself to the lifelong pursuit of feeling bad and refusing happiness at every opportunity. I will faithfully practice the holy sacraments of white guilt, anti-racism, carbon neutrality, pronoun sensitivity, and rainbow affirmation. I will protect the holy acronym string, adding letters, numbers, and meaningless symbols to it whenever I have the chance. And I promise to always shout my most incoherent beliefs as loudly as I can and to weaponize social media against all who stand in our way. May everything I do be found socially conscious and culturally inclusive to people 5 years from now. So help me nothing. Well done, young people. Now let us mournfully welcome our newly christened Wokeites into the congregation of the unforgiving. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
The Mrs. Butterworth incident? What the hell is wrong with you and making fun of Al Gore?
I thought you'd pick up on meat villains.
Yeah, the meat villain, the kebabs.
The Ingrid kebabs.
The Ingrid kebabs.
With the nice sear. All right, 827, Candy's got traffic for you.
You can do your own traffic.
No, it's bad. Don't go anywhere. Stay home.
Oh, wow. That is still better than what I do. This is presented by Tire Trust Incorporated, downtown Pensacola. Put your trust in Tire Trust. Blue Angel Traffic Report. Good news is we're not showing a whole lot of slowdowns or delays as far as like the rest of the area goes. We do see a vehicle crash with roadblock on 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, although it doesn't look like it's blocking a huge, huge section of areas. You should be able to get around. Interiority Point and Sandview Drive in Pensacola showing a vehicle crash with injuries, but no roadblock this morning. And now taking a look over by the beach. Looks like everything is running smoothly, not showing any problems. A little slow once you get off the Bob Sykes Bridge as people look for their parking spots, rather. As I understand, Casino is completely full. I'm sure the boardwalk is full at this point, too. But plenty of parking in outlying areas, and those trolleys running free for you from 7 p.m. tonight, and the same thing tomorrow. If you have traffic tips or parking tips when you get on the beach, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so
jerk.
Much, Candy.
Back to you, jerk.
Aw, this warms my heart. 828 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the latest jobs report has been released. It shows the economy added 209,000 jobs last month. That is less than expected. It's also a big drop from May. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics also showing the unemployment rate at 3.6%. The 2023 MLB draft getting underway this weekend in Seattle. That'll start Sunday night with the first two rounds being announced at Lumen Field. The Pirates holding the top selection after winning the first ever MLB draft lottery in December.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3 on Blue Angels weekend. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. One of the things that makes them so neat is the selection. You go there, it's about 300 different cars, trucks, sedans, vans, Jeeps, sports cars, all on the lot. And the thing is, you can kind of compare, like you're thinking, I want to get a minivan. Okay, drive the one you're thinking about, but then drive two or three others as well and really compare them, because you might think, well, that's not one I want to buy. Well, maybe you drive it and you love it a lot. Or maybe you drive and you're like, nah, I definitely don't want it. Well, that's why you compare them. You know, really do a taste test of these different cars. And honestly, I recommend pick something that you wouldn't think you'd normally find interesting. Like, I mean, drive a truck. If you've never driven one, it might be, you might discover like, oh my God, that's what I want. Or you might be like, no, nope, that's what I don't want. And that's fine. That's the point. That's the value of selection all in one place. You don't have to kind of go driving around town and test drive one car here and one car there. Just do it all in one place at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community with great quality used cars for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Coming up, we're going to have the wrap. We've got former Mayor Grover Robinson and former Commissioner Grover Robinson. And also Ray Walker is going to be here, so we're going to have a good time. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
We'll tell you about a youth football camp happening this weekend with an NFL cornerback and Pensacola native. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Job growth is slowing. New economic numbers show 209,000 jobs created in June, but wage growth is higher than expected. Treasury Secretary Yellen on a trip to Beijing, criticizing China for punitive actions against American companies. Yellen tells U.S. business in Beijing the U.S.-China rivalry is not a winner-take-all situation, but former U.N. ambassador and presidential candidate Nikki Haley says it is to China.
The plan has been in place. They are preparing domestically, economically and militarily, and they're doing it on all fronts. And America's asleep at the wheel, and Biden's trying to play nice with them.
On the campaign trail, Casey DeSantis launches Mamas for DeSantis in Iowa, championing her husband's stand on parental rights. Ron DeSantis releasing campaign donation figures, $20 million raised since announcing in May, and Donald Trump in Council Bluffs, Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 84, sunny right now in Pensacola, and it is Blue Angels weekend. We'll get an update with Candy here in a couple of minutes, see how your beach traffic is looking. Two historic buildings in downtown Atmore being reopened to the public today after renovations that have been ongoing since 2014. That's the Strand Theater Building and its next-door neighbor, which is an old hardware store. It's known as Encore now, and that'll be a multi-purpose building there in the community. Both of those buildings being open today after a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon. It looks like the city of Milton's narrowed down their candidates to replace retiring city manager Randy Jorgensen. They voted 8-0 to move forward in the process with candidate Scott Collins this week. A proposed amendment to include current city economic development director Ed Spears in that final interview process failed with a 2-6 vote.
I know that the folks who care about Ed, who are here to support him, if y'all have seen the resumes and the interviews, hopefully you'll see that. One of the things that we have to look at is, you know, who has city manager experience.
And Collins does have some previous city manager experience in Fairview, Tennessee. He's expected to interview in person at the next city council meeting this coming Tuesday. The Escambia County Animal Shelter participating in the Empty the Shelters adoption event through the end of the month. County Administrator Wes Moreno says it'll be a chance to lighten the load for shelter employees.
It's so just overworked, really, if you will, at the shelter. They're understaffed because it's hard to keep good help when they walk in and you realize that you got 300 animals and they have to be cleaned, the kennels have to be cleaned. And there's just a lot of dynamics.
And Moreno says that they have hundreds of dogs and cats at the shelter. If you're looking for a new addition to your family, the adoption fees, again, are being waived through the end of the month. There is still a small fee, and that is to license your animal with the county. Pensacola police say there's been a recent string of vehicle burglaries on subdivisions on Bayou Boulevard and Scenic Highway. And PPD's Mike Wood says everybody all across town needs to be locking their vehicles' doors.
Because if they haven't made it to your subdivision or your apartment complex yet, they're going to sooner or later. And they're going to pull handles. And if your car's locked, they're going to move on to the next one. If it's unlocked, they're going to rummage through it and see what they can find.
And Wood says these last burglaries, a firearm was stolen. Investigators, though, do have leads. And Wood tells us that arrests are anticipated. The Florida Democrat Party's annual Leadership Blue Weekend happening in Miami Beach at Barry University. Sean Foreman says it's a good time for local and state Democrats to regroup and re-strategize.
Hopefully for them, they come out with more energy and enthusiasm moving forward because they have not been motivating voters to get behind them in recent years.
And he says Democrats seem to be on the defense in Florida, just reacting to moves by Governor DeSantis. And there is a youth football camp happening this weekend here in Pensacola that's being hosted by NFL cornerback and Pensacola native Martin Emerson. It's going to be over at Pine Forest High School. Emerson will be running drills, working with the youth that attend, and he'll also be providing hydration giveaways and lunch to the kids that are there. This camp is going to run from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Saturday. You can register online. Now, we're going to provide that link on the News Radio website. Also, on the Facebook page, and it's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, this is brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up some Irish Spring today. Blue Angels weekend on Pensacola Beach and not showing a whole lot of slowdowns right now. Certainly is caution wherever you are. We do see an accident in Cantonment at 29 and Tate School Road, and Rarity Point Road in Sandra Drive in Pensacola, showing a vehicle crash with injuries, but not showing a roadblock. And it's stop and go on Via de Luna once you cross that Bob Sykes Bridge, and then a little slow too going up Fort Pickens too as people search for those parking spots. Casino is full. It looks like the boardwalk is full as far as parking goes, but the trolleys will be running through 7 o'clock tonight to take you back to your parking spot. If you have traffic tips and parking tips on the beach, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a nice, warm, humid day today with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon continues as we go through the rest of the weekend. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. We're going to be seeing the heat and humidity continue for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
What a beautiful day for the beach and for an air show. It's partly cloudy, 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now. Start the market down at the opening bell today. The Dow down 76, 12 at 33,846.14. The S&P 500 down 766 at 4403.93. The NASDAQ down 562 at 13,673.42. Our 10-year bond rate is up just a bit this morning at 4.06%. Gold price is up 1160 at 1,927. Silver prices are at $22.99 this morning. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen defending American industry on her recent trip to China.
I've been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months.
And Yellen was in Beijing at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce. She's been sharing concerns of the U.S. business community on her trip. The jobs and unemployment report for June was released here in the last hour, and it showed that jobs were lower than expected, and it was a big drop from May. Twitter apparently threatening now to sue Meta over its new Threads app. Multiple reports citing a letter sent to Meta by a Twitter lawyer. In the letter, Twitter said it's concerned that Meta's engaging in, quote, systematic, willful, and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Everybody jump!
to the hip hop, the hibbit of a hip hip hop, you don't stop.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp it up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Yes, it's a wrap. That means we get a couple of friends here in the studio and we just talk about the news of the week. And in this case, we've got a many times repeat offender, certainly a recidivist by any definition of the term, Ray Walker, who is the president of the Kurt Angle Impersonators Club. Ray, welcome back.
It's good to be back, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And Grover Robinson, former mayor, former county commissioner, now is the director of government and community relations for Pensacola State College. And I think this is a double first for you. Number one is I don't think I've ever had you in studio with me.
No, I haven't.
So this is your first time with me
it
in
is.
Studio.
It
Number
is.
Two, I've never in my life seen you in a T-shirt.
I'm repping all my national parks. I got Cuyahoga Valley on and also got Great Sand Dunes on. So
nice.
I was walking the dog. I figured this was – I was dressed for radio, and then you outed me just now. But but I tell you, the best fun just came while everybody was off the air. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, we sometimes say some things off the air that are entertaining.
Yeah.
And you'll never, ever have a webcam.
Never. You know, I'm leaving.
What's that old, I forget the name of it, the Thomas principle or something, you know, like when you watch the employees, they behave differently because they know they're being watched,
yep.
Right? Same thing. If you turn the webcam on, all the magic would go away off
the air. Hi, Mr. Walker. It's nice to see you again.
Mr. Robinson. Mr. Walker. Mrs. Boyd.
The whole atmosphere changes right there.
Exactly right. All right. What are we going to... Oh, I do have to share this. We got the best text in about the transgressors. Somebody said...
Doubt it.
So, by Ingrid offering herself to be served up as food to the masses, is she really promoting human consumption of critters? She sounds like a meat that would require long marinade in buttermilk and then... And Cajun sauces to tenderize her grizzly sour bits and pieces. A county fair with Ingrid bacon wrapped on a stick at the FFA food truck. No, that's just... I made me laugh. I had to share.
So Candy's going to
Candy's going to throttle me. Okay.
Take it, Kurt.
Go on, Kurt Angle. Tell me what's up. So, Grover, this is the first time in what, like 16 years, basically? I mean, it's been for, 6 or 9 months now, but first time in about 16 years you haven't been an elected official, right?
It has been. It has been. It's been nice to be back on the other side of the fence and get to watch everybody else have to deal with some of those things. But it has been fun. I've been able to stay involved. Just did about 5 months working with the Estuary Program, which is really going to pay some incredible dividends for our community going forward, the work on Carpenter's Creek, things with both Pensacola and Perdido Bays that they've got going on. They're doing a lot of good work. Help them get independent. They will be independent with their new fiscal year from Escambia County on October 1st. So it was a lot of fun to work with them. They were a great group. It was really fun because the closest person in my age was like 35. So they're all under 35 and under. So it was definitely a different workplace. I came to work after going to the middle of the country. And I came back. I said, it's just like Dances with Wolves. And they were like, was that a talkie? Was that black and white? I was like, it was an Academy Award. It didn't seem like it was that long ago.
I realized at one point that, when I taught for about 10 years, I used all of these illustrations from media that people would get at the time. And then when I didn't teach and I had an opportunity to do a little bit of teaching thereafter, I realized I can't use any of these examples anymore because they won't know. What do you mean? What's a Friends? I don't understand.
Well,
funny? Is it a comedy? What is that?
And now you've moved to PSC, which now they've got even younger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
They get even younger.
All ages. We do all ages. We do not discriminate. So if any of you out there listeners want to come back and take some classes, we'll be glad to have you back.
Very cool.
You gonna teach me?
One of the things I kind of
wanted
to ask.
All kind of things.
I feel like we're now on the off-air portion of the show. Yeah, I know. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Grover and Ray, feel free to weigh in this too, you'll get where I'm going. There's been a lot of projects that have come to fruition since you were gone,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the timing, like the skate park, right? You know, that's a three-mayor project, okay?
Yeah.
And finally we have it. And, there are other projects similar to that, like the Community
Beach.
Maritime Park Marina, the
mm-hmm.
Bruce Beach Project, all of that, which, so much of the work towards that was done under your administration, and, of course, then the result comes now. is that satisfying, or is that like satisfying, but also I wish it had been just maybe a year earlier?
You know, it's incredibly satisfying. Things take time, and I think anybody who's been in the public sector realizes that you're there for a period of time. Things will happen that I didn't necessarily start. They finished when I was there, but a lot of things that I've started are now coming forward. You mentioned the skate park, the marina, mm-hmm, Bruce Beach, mm-hmm, the stuff we did at Roger Scott that's happening now under construction. I mean, there are just a lot of projects that we worked, and it's gratifying to just see them get done. That's the whole purpose of what you want to do is you want to get things done, and they take time, and things happen. I mean, Olive Road didn't finish until Robert Bender was there, but
right,
I mean, that
right,
was a lot of work that I spent getting that done. So, you know, again, I'm just happy to see good things happen in the community.
And Ray, I mean, you've done, go ahead.
No, I think it's a testament. I mean, because if you start a project and then when you leave, they say, you know what, let's shift gears. And that happens in government. It happens a lot. Well, that we're not going to continue what he was doing. But the testament of what you did was these are good projects for the community. And that's the investment we're making. And it doesn't matter whose name is on the door when it's finished. The fact is it's finished and it betters our area.
Well, a big one, and I just saw Matt Coughlin again. He said record weekend this past weekend for the airport. They surpassed everything. But he, you know, the good news was I kind of asked him, I said, things I hear, good stuff going along, because I'd seen D.C., and he told me everything was progressing well on the airport side, and he said, yeah. So, you know, that's an exciting one. Again, things that we started that process, they'll be long.
Another good example of that. I mean, while you're on the board.
Absolutely. I mean, these are things that go on for a while, but they're amazing things that will transform this community. Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't believe how many people. I flew home on the 30th. Unbelievable how many people were in that airport.
Yeah, my exposure, so I don't fly very much, but I do drive past Tip and 12th. I drive there, like, you know, take a kid to PSC all the time, and I see that parking lot. The overflow parking lot for the Thanksgiving blow-up just gets used randomly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now.
So we flew out in just the middle of January. Our family went away for a weekend. Mm-hmm. We flew out middle of January, and we parked in one of the economy spots for a long day. We're parking way out at the end. And I remember not too long ago, you parked a lot closer to the building. And so it's just crazy the numbers that are going through there now.
It's similar. Let me just take a quick pause. We need to get a traffic break in here. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm listening.
I know.
You're so rude.
I interrupt myself.
Gosh, you guys. Billy Clark Bail Bonds bringing you traffic this morning. And rapid warrant services 24/7 and nationally licensed. Taking a look at our Blue Angels weekend traffic. Looks like Casino Beach. The parking lot is completely full. A little slow on Via de Luna. A little slow on Fort Pickens, especially in front of Margaritaville, as people look for that traffic, or for that parking rather, and I'm sure they're being told no, you can't do that unless you're staying here, but there's plenty of trolleys and they are free and they run until 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow as well. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And parking tips for the beach for Blue Angels weekend, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So it reminds me, talking about the airport, it reminds me of other things that we are experiencing in our area, like, for example, downtown parking. You know, when I moved here 9 years ago, you could park downtown anytime. And, you know, I always wondered, why do you people pay to park? Because there are so many places where you can pay, you can not pay at all. You can park for free. Now, I mean, you got to know some stuff, like to find the free parking. Pensacola Beach, you know, we have this continuous conversation about traffic on the beach, even not for Blue Angels weekend, but, you know, all the time, you know, is there going to be a parking deck out there? Are you going to have to pay for it? Would you have to pay in casino? You know, all that kind of stuff. Same thing with the nature of traffic and congestion, amenities and services. You see all the stuff that's going on, the expansion of housing everywhere. Are we really growing beyond our kind of pre-existing capacity, or is this just when you have a thriving town that visitors want to come to, this is just kind of what you have? What do you think, Ray?
Well, I think it's a testament to our community. It really is. The things, just an example, and I saw Grover, you were out there Tuesday night at the concert and then the fireworks, because I saw you down front, and the number of people there that night, it was great.
It was
the biggest attendance to the symphony concert, the Sparks and Stars, and then the fireworks was a lot higher, so we could see the whole thing this year, which was great. But so many people coming down to go to it. I think it's just a testament to our community. People want to be here. And yes, that means we're going to have to deal with traffic and parking and all those things. But the beauty of what we have. Mm-hmm. And this week, I mean, Blues Week. Is there a better week in Pensacola?
It's the most Pensacola week for sure.
I mean, 4th of July,
and Blues. Right.
Those are two of the better weekends, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what's amazing to me is, if you remember, we put in all that parking on Spring Street, which everybody was like, well, that's so far away.
Yep.
It's used all the time.
Oh, yeah. The road diet that got turned into parking spaces. Right.
Now, those parking spaces are full all the time. But that's why you said, hey, if you don't want to pay, you can walk a little bit further. We made those spaces available. But, you know, again, I'd rather have that problem than the other problem.
Oh,
I remind people all the time. I remember as a child, I mean, if you went downtown in the 80s and 90s, it was like
I hear the stories about like what Palafox used to be.
God.
And to me, Palafox has always been the thriving, bustling, developed, you know. Yeah.
I remember.
But that's me, because I haven't lived here long enough to remember that.
Well, if you were here in the 40s and 50s, it was booming. And then, I wasn't here then. I hear my grandparents would always talk about it. Then in the 70s and 80s, it was terrible. You did not want to be that.
I remember when I came for college, and I was a music minor, so I had to go down to Schmidt's Music Store on a Saturday. Okay, you could pick anywhere to park. And you're walking down I got out of the car to walk to there was nobody around. It's like, is this where? It was dead. You go down there now, good luck finding a place to park.
Right.
There's people all along the street, in the restaurants, the bars, you name it, there's people. It's really a testament to our community.
It is, but you know, Andrew, that does not happen by accident.
No.
And I will tell you, I know you're a big Cardinals fan. I went to downtown St. Louis. I was there for 4th of July, just before 4th of July last
time. At the Arch.
Yeah, and what they had going on for a community of their size was disappointing compared to what I see in our own community. I mean, and so you can see cities. I've had a chance to travel, ones that have embraced that we want to have a good downtown. Mm-hmm. We want to bring people here. You can see that, and it pays off. It pays off in the things that we're seeing with the job market. I will say, I tried to get my start with Pensacola State, so I didn't affect the June numbers too bad. But you know, again, I think it shows what we're doing when you do that. It's the kind of place that people, if you create the community people want to live in, people want to live, they will want to visit there, they will want to come do business there. It will eventually self-fulfill. And those were things we were still struggling with when I first ran for government in 2006. Those were things that were by no means a determined situation of where we would find ourselves, but I do think it's a lot of concerted effort and desire to create that kind of atmosphere, and it has paid off for this community and its citizens in a lot of ways. Now, there are minor inconveniences, but I think overall, compared to what we're benefiting from, compared to what it's cost us, I think the progress we've seen over the last 16 years has been amazing.
Well, and I think there's a commercial that runs on the radio about visitors coming in paying for what we enjoy.
The
taxes that tourism and visitors bring that helps us build the amenities we have and expand what we have. So yeah, we have to sacrifice a little inconvenience, a little crowd, or you know, wait a little longer for dinner, whatever. But the things that we get when we live here, and because we live where people want to come vacation.
Well, I don't think you'd have, if we didn't have tourism, you would not have the number of incredible restaurants that we have here.
Absolutely.
That you
have
the 100% choice to go to. I mean, we didn't have those things before.
Which reinforces the importance of, for example, making the connectivity with the new bridge so much easier because you're giving people options to when the weather isn't perfect on the beach, they have something to do or to do at night. The museum being back open,
which is huge.
Of these things work in conjunction with each other to make it a place that visitors want to be and, of course, that we want to be as well.
And clearly, there are still things we're struggling at. I mean, you talked about
places
like housing, but I mean, when you talk about traffic, there are places where we're struggling. But I would say the investments we made in the new bridge, the sixth lane of 110, the sixth lane on 10, several of the things that are happening, what the county's trying to do. And again, this is a project that I was on, pushing the interchange at Beulah. So, I mean, there are things that are happening that are going to continue to transform and help the traffic problem. But those are always going to be challenges you have. Unfortunately, it was one of those things where I learned when I came on in 2006, we needed to have that Beulah interchange. But I remember going through that process starting then, and we're 16 years into it. But, yeah. You know, it was very much a, well, we'll... That's great. You tell us you're going to have a problem, but we won't really give you the money until you actually have the problem.
It's like and how they build schools, right? Yes. Wait until the current schools are way past overflowing, and then, you know, we'll, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'd never thought about it just now, but we have almost every I-10 intersection is either undergoing or going to undergo massive revamping. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Beulah one's going to be new.
Right.
The Pine Forest one is going to be completely redone. The US 29 one is going to be completely redone. Scenic at this moment, but that was just redone not that long ago.
Just redone.
Avalon, you know, completely redone. And, you know, so it's like, talk about, like, if you want to, any evidence that our area is growing and developing. Hmm. We had to completely redo all of our our entire interstate interconnectivity. No. That kind of says something about what's happening in this area.
Unfortunately, infrastructure is reactionary.
And delayed.
Yeah.
But it is a testament for where we're at as a community, because now they're like, well, we have to invest. We don't have a choice.
Right.
It gets to that point where it's, okay, there is no other choice but to put money into the interchanges, to the transportation, to the schools. So that tells us we've already grown. We're still growing, but it mm-hmm. gets us to where we're going. So it's, again, a testimony of the community we live in.
Most definitely. 855 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got Grover Robinson and Ray Walker here in studio with me for the wrap, and it is Blue Angels weekend. So we'll take care of that in a minute. Candy, you want to tell them about traffic on the fines?
I do. Thank you very much. This is brought to you by, I know we have some sort of emergency thing going off.
It's a Leon County Amber
Alert. Oh, somebody. Okay.
It was an Amber Alert going somewhere in the state. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is brought to you by Coastal Vascular and Intervention, the Panhandle's leaders in vascular care. And casino parking lot is full if you're maybe headed to the beach to check out the Blue Angels today. A little slow coming off Bob Sykes Bridge. And then it looks like Fort Pickens is a little slow. Too. People are looking for parking. In fact, slow once you get off the Bob Sykes Bridge all over. But the trolleys are running until 7 o'clock tonight. We are watching an accident. It looks like a little bit of a roadblock this morning. Not too bad. 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, and it's blocked around that intersection right now. Caution wherever you are, as you know, if you have traffic tips or parking tips on the beach, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so
and
much.
And Avalon took forever. Oh, my it God. Did. They were working on that when the Moores Golf Club was still active.
And it still existed.
Oh, no, my
that's
gosh.
Exactly right.
My entire time on the TPO, that's the one project we actually got done.
Oh, my God.
Took a while.
Yeah.
But that says something, too. I mean, that's about the not speed with which government works. Oh, my goodness. I still am kind of amazed. Like, I know it's easy to badmouth FDOT, and there's a lot of reasons to, you know, criticize or complain or whatever. But at the same time, you know, we do have the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It is soon going to be beautiful lights, you know, at some point in the near future. And, you know, there's been an enormous amount of money spent in our part of Florida on infrastructure. And it's something that gets said every once in a while, but I don't think you can possibly – I want to make sure everybody knows to not take it for granted. You don't pay a toll driving between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola.
Yeah.
And that could have very easily gone the other way.
There was I was involved in a lot of that and very happy with where we ended up. I know everybody wasn't happy with everything, but I think when you see the finished product now, and again, after going through those couple of years after Sally, I think everybody's very happy. I drove it the other day to go out to the beach, and it was just, it's so pleasant now on that drive.
Could be faster.
There was plenty of open stuff. I'm here to still. We want to make walkable communities, so we don't want you going too fast on the bridge.
You got a concrete barrier there. I mean, how much worry do you have to have?
But the beauty is, and you hit on it.
First
Andrew.
Car that goes off into the bay. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Ray.
Most of places around the state, that's a toll bridge.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a toll bridge.
Absolutely.
New Most bridges places don't around get built the state, tolls. That's a toll bridge,
and that's a Don Gates thing.
Don't ever take for granted the blessing we have in a beautiful bridge that we can go across every time when we want to.
Well, I really think that was all of our legislative delegation.
Yes.
Certainly Dom was there, but I think all the legislative delegation, and I think all of those local leaders in dealing with the TPO, I mean, that was something that was very pressing from Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze. I think all of them work. That's what happens when you work together and collaboratively, you get things done like that. And it is amazing.
And there was nothing like Sally to remind us how interconnected and how important those alternate routes really have been.
Andrew,
so,
thank you so much for having me on
today. Thank you, Andrew.
I've enjoyed it, absolutely. I didn't get to know about Ray's wrestling career until now. So
wrestling impersonator.
Impersonation.
Wrestling impersonator.
Yeah, okay.
President Stunt of the Kurt Angle Impersonators Club. Ray Walker and Grover Robinson. Have a great Blue Angels weekend, y'all.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.3.